Today we're visiting with Bob Eicher, who had a very important role in the career education department at DMAC. And I just got a couple of questions for you. First of all, what was your role in the early career ed department?
Well, I was responsible for all the trade and industrial programs and for the health programs. And we had some business programs. And that was my responsibility while I was over at Des Moines. It was a wonderful experience for me.
And what were some of those early challenges for you?
We had to hire a lot of part-time people to do the programming for us. They were people who were from business and from industry and from the health occupation area and so forth. And they were the ones that we brought in to do the teaching.
What were some of the challenges for having facilities to teach all these classes?
They use the same facilities that we did for our daytime classes. And so there really wasn't a problem in the facility situation because they were available and we used all of those facilities. The full-time day programs, we use the same facilities that we did for their ongoing programs.
And do you remember having to get some of the buildings constructed and buying all the equipment and everything that was necessary for some of these programs?
The buildings were there, and it was just a matter of using them in the evenings and at times other when we used for the regular classes.
Do you recall any specific challenges that you had in your job or special situations that because it was so early in the college history?
I had a wonderful experience there at the college. I was only there, 4 years? It provided me with some information that I used when we came back here with our four campuses that we had in the communities around our area. And it was a wonderful experience for me and probably prepared me for coming back here.
Mm-hmm. And where is that? Where did you end up?
I was president of the Southeast Community College area, and we had campuses at Fairbury, Beatrice, Lincoln, and Milford. We had four campuses.
Oh, my.
And we had programs. The program at Fairbury was more academic. It was the college preparatory type of program, but the others were all part-time programs. So what I learned over in Des Moines really helped me here when I came back.
You were in the early development of some of those programs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Some of our campuses didn't have the four campuses. One was just a two-year academic campus. And the others were more the trade and industrial programming and health programming and so forth.
Well, I'm glad to have visited with you today, and thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and if you ever get back to the area, you be sure and stop in and see us.
You know, I would enjoy that. We go up to Minneapolis once in a while,
uh-huh.
And we always go by Ankeny. And when we were there, there were no more than 11,000-12,000 people, and now it's 41,000 people or something like that, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing how it's
yes.
grown?
Yes. We really enjoyed over there, but I just had the opportunity to come back here for the presidency, and that's why we moved. I thought when we moved to Iowa that I might spend the rest of my career there, but... You know, things happened that changed my mind, I guess. We had four campuses at Fairbury, Beatrice, Lincoln, and Milford. We had four campuses when I came back. And as a result of what we did in Des Moines, we did a lot of the same things. I brought those ideas back here. And so it was a real opportunity for me to become accustomed to what can be done and should be done for a lot of people.
Well, thank you very much. It's been nice talking to you, and we hope we will see you again soon.
Well, I appreciate your call, and Sometime when we buzz up to visit our daughter in Minneapolis, why, we're going to have to stop at Ankeny. I would be delighted to have a little tour of the campus.
Okay. Well, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.